Calling a meeting of Conference Committee for House File 2508 back to order. I believe we have some new language. I think that has satisfied the needs of all the parties in the Conference Committee. If I could ask Council to go over the amendment as it's before us.
Mr. Chair and members, the A2 amendment is being handed out currently. About half of the amendment really is just regurgitating the original House language while making a slight tweak. We're going to now have this as a new subdivision 8B as opposed to subdivision 8A. That's something the reviser would prefer in terms of how we're going to essentially repeal current section subdivision 8A. So the main language I think you want to look at is beginning on line 1.14. That new sentence is brand new. And it basically would allow the board to schedule a substance in Schedule A, 1 via the expedited rulemaking authority. However, that scheduling essentially is temporary in the sense that the legislature would have to, by law, ratify the action in the next legislative session. Paragraph B basically provides notice to the legislature of the board's actions, that they have scheduled the substance this way, and that the notice has to include a copy of the administrative law judge's decision on the matter. Then on line 1.24 to 1.26, the entire expedited rulemaking authority would be sunsetted in 2 years. And that's what the A2 amendment does.
Would a member, I don't know which member would like to move this amendment. Why don't we move it first and we'll have discussion on the amendment.
Mr. Chair, I'll move the amendment. I'll move the A2 amendment.
Senator Reinert moves the A2 amendment for House File 2508. Any discussion? Representative Gauthier.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. With the legislative oversight, we had also talked about just if we did nothing, just leaving it be. Where are we at with that? To address Senator Reinert's concerns that for some whatever reason. So I thought that the agreement was that we would just let it stand if we didn't do anything.
Senator Reinert.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So a follow on to that was the realization that if we didn't go with the reference directly to Subdivision 5, the 100 people notification, the balance to address Senator Newman's concern of public input, public having impact on this process, is to leave that provision of legislative oversight in.
Representative Gauthier.
I understand that, Senator. What I'm saying is I thought we had agreed that we would leave that provision in, but it would say if we failed to act, it would still stand. That's what I thought we had agreed to.
Representative Gauthier, are you referring to earlier this morning when we talked?
No, I'm talking about our earlier discussion up here.
Okay. Well, I'm looking
I'm
at
just seeking clarification.
Well, I think, Representative Gauthier, I think we probably have a difference of opinion on that. You might have heard one thing, and I heard another. So,
with this.
Yeah. No, I know. I'm just trying to recreate the conversation we had a minute ago, and I think we probably just had a difference in thought on what the language actually said.
Mr. Chairman,
Senator
Representative,
Newman.
What really I think that I am giving up in terms of this compromise is the option under subdivision 5 of 14.389, which is the 100 people sign up, and the concern is that suddenly, you know, there's a whole bunch of people who sign up, and we effectively then would lose the expedited process. And so this is it's an attempt at a compromise around that problem. So you will not be faced with the 100 or more people requesting a hearing.
I understand that, Senator. And I'm fine with this. I just want a clarification.
Any other thoughts on the Amendment A2 related to House File 2508? If not, all those in favor of the amendment, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The amendment carries. So we'll go back to the side-by-side document you all have in front of you. And there were two other provisions that were different between the Senate and House version. And one of which amends Statute 152.18 to allow courts to stay the adjudication of guilt for the first-time possessors of a synthetic cannabinoid. And that's on lines 27.16 through 28.17 on pages R30 and 31. Senate Counsel, if you wouldn't mind going over this provision just so we have a clear understanding of what it does.
Yes, Mr. Chair, members. The statute issue, the discharge and dismissal statute, basically authorizes courts for certain offenders to issue what's basically a stay of adjudication. The person would be placed essentially on probation without an adjudication of guilt being entered, and the person would have to comply with certain stated conditions, such as maybe treatment, things like that. If the person were to successfully complete the probation, the charges would then basically be dropped without a court record of guilt entered. And the benefit to the person is that they would get there would be no public record of the whole proceeding. There's a not public record that's maintained by the BCA that's accessible to law enforcement in certain situations, but basically the person wouldn't get a public record. So currently it's available for people who have not, where the current offense doesn't qualify as a subsequent controlled substance conviction, where the person hasn't been previously part of a diversion program or hasn't previously gotten a stay of adjudication. And it currently applies to fourth-degree possession offenses, controlled substances, fifth-degree possession, and then certain other possession offenses, possession of Schedule 5 substances and possession of certain marijuana crimes. So this would add the new possession, or actually not the new, but the new possession from last year of synthetic cannabinoids to this authority of the court to do this.
Thank you. Members, any questions?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Newman.
Mr. Backus, the only other question I'd have is the participation in the program is purely discretionary with the court, is it not?
Mr. Chair, that's correct.
Representative.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move the Senate language.
Very good. Representative Kreisel moves the Senate language. And do we need some more specification on that? Any discussion on the motion? All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed, nay. Motion carry. Carries. The amendment is adopted. The third area is a rather small point. It relates to a particular reference that has been corrected in the Senate version, line 27.3 on page R29. We'll go over that particular provision.
Mr. Chair, members, yes, that's the cross-reference in both bills to the definition of synthetic cannabinoid. As you mentioned, the original version contained an error, and the Senate corrected the cross-reference, and the House did not. So it's on page R29, Senate line 27.3 versus House 27.7. I think Mr. Diebel would agree that the Senate language there is the proper cross-reference.
Are we looking for a motion on that as well?
I'll move the Senate language then, Mr. Chair.
Representative Kreisel moves the Senate language on the third bullet point, line 27.3 on page R29. Any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries. The amendment's adopted. I believe those are the three areas of disagreement or differences between the House and Senate version. So one final motion. In order to adopt the House File 2508 as amended by the Conference Committee. Any discussion? Those in favor of the adoption of the report as amended, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries. The amendment and the bill has been passed. Thank you very much.
Mr. Chair.
We will adjourn.
I like your interpretation.